less about a week away, aren't you?
Yes, that is very correct. We're about ready to kick this off this year.
I've been watching over the past week or so your Facebook page giving away passes. I tell you, that's really taken off, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Giving away T-shirts, giving away passes. You can't get these T-shirts anywhere. These are just to our office. So it's been very good to have the following.
The tickets for everything are still out there being sold right now, aren't they?
Tickets are still for sale. You can pick up concert tickets and pre-sale carnival tickets here at KICX, at Sainert's, at M&B Bank, or at Citadelli, and also at the fairgrounds. So this will be the last week for the discounted prices. I do have some all-access passes left, about 25 of them. If you're still interested, you can get them online.
Yeah, let's talk about the all-access pass. That gets you a pass to the both nights of the rodeo, Demo Derby, and the big night of Diamond Rio and Whiskey Bend as well.
That is correct. $35 gets you into everything, $50 value. It's if you're going to go to everything, that's the way to go this year.
That's a bargain right there.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
My gosh. So go to the website. Once again, that's RedwoodlandCountyFair.com. It has a link. I'm on it right now, watching it right now. It's easy. It takes 2 or 3 minutes to get your passes and you're done, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Let's go with the schedule once again, Giles. It starts next Tuesday. That's when a lot of the open class exhibits start coming through, aren't they?
Yes, they'll start coming through. We start bringing them into the building at 9 o'clock till 7:30 that evening, or till 6 p.m. that evening.
That's when a lot of, is that with also kind of when all the 4-H and the livestock start coming through? Are they coming in earlier?
The livestock will actually, I believe, not come in till Tuesday, okay. Tuesday, Wednesday.
All right, so that's when you'll see all the kids start, those livestock bins and areas will be full with cattle and pigs and sheep and everything, won't
yes,
they?
Yes, we've made, from last year, which was kind of a really weird year, we'll have a lot more pens this year, a lot more cattle, a lot more goats, sheep, pigs, everything. So hopefully it goes off really well.
And it's always kind of open to the people who walk through and everything. Always like to go over and see what the kids have to show this year, and that's good.
Yeah, come on out. Midway will start Wednesday with the Midway. Wildlife Encounters, I will tell you, this year will not be here till Thursday. But the exhibits and everything will still be open starting Wednesday at 5.
Wednesday, so very good for that. And then you've got a great carnival coming to town this year.
Yes, Moore's Greater Show will be back again this year. Like I said, tickets are still discounted for the rest of the week, $20. At the carnival, you'll be paying $30 for them.
Thursday, of course, you have your you have a big event on Wednesday already. That's kind of kicks off things, don't you?
Yes, Wednesday, the Coyote Country Music Showdown will start at 6:30. Mm-hmm. What I've heard in the past, it's a very good turnout, a very good way to start out fair. And then we'll kick right into Thursday with our tractor pull and our demo derby. Friday, we, of course, have the concert, mm-hmm. The beer garden provided by Citadelli. Saturday, we'll crown our queens and have our rodeo. And Sunday, we'll do the same thing. We'll have our inflatables, our Sunday fun day, starting from 1 to 5, and then we'll have our rodeo again our mutton busting. Sorry, don't forget the mutton busting.
Yeah.
Come out at 6 for the mutton busting, and then at 8 o'clock we'll finish it up with another NSRA rodeo.
Now, folks, don't want to get an all-access pass. There are still individual tickets for all the others available, too.
Correct.
Get those just at the gate, or they need to get them advanced?
The tickets at the gate for the rodeos and the derby will be $10. You can pick them up at the office, but you don't need to have a ticket to get into those. Pre-sale for the concert and pre-sale for the carnival.
And as I can say, for the concert, we talked about the all access, but if you just want tickets for the concert, that also is online as well.
Yes, you can purchase tickets online for the concert or come into the office or the businesses that I mentioned earlier.
Looking at your website, if you want to write a Low County Fair T-shirt, you got those available this year?
The T-shirts, actually, I think I need to take that off. I apologize. The T-shirts actually had to be in 3 or 4 days ago, I think, in order to get them pre-ordered to get them by fair. But keep hanging out for the Facebook page because there'll be free ones that will be given away for the rest of the week.
There you go. All right. So got a great fair. You've got the food booths. How can we forget the Catholic Church and the Methodist Church will be there cooking up a storm, won't they?
Yes, they will. And we'll also have, we have an ice cream booth this year. We'll have a coffee booth. We have an Asian food booth coming out of Texas. There'll be some great vendors again this year. So come on out and support the fair.
Plenty of great food. That's what the fair is all about as well. It's plenty of great food to fatten you up.
Yes, it is.
A little bit as well. What's the fair? At what time is everything going to start off every night?
Everything kicks off at 5 o'clock, and all the buildings will be open till 10 o'clock, and then you can follow along with the starting, well, then you can hit the carnival and stuff afterwards and have a great time at the fair.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, you said this week was the last week for tickets for, like, the carnival. Can they purchase tickets? It's going to cost you a little bit more for the carnival if you wait.
Yes, if you wait, it'll cost you $30 to get a wristband for the carnival. Mm-hmm. Where they're still on sale this week for $20.
All right, so get them at a little bit discount price. Get them this week. I see your countdown clock is on right now. Eight days until the Red Willow County Fair kicks off.
Until Wednesday at 5 o'clock. That's right. Where it's counting down till.
Also, I don't want to forget that going back to the 4-H and livestock, the beef shows and all that, all those are in the next week as well, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, everything will go off, and then they will have their sale on Saturday in the Kiplinger, just like they did last year. And I think it'll go off really well.
Yep, that's important for those kids, yes. Especially that beef show. Especially got a lot of great sponsors helping out, especially sponsors for the Red Willow County Fair. Got a lot of folks backing you this year, don't they?
Oh, it has been amazing. I've talked to about all the businesses in town, and I had a very good response. A lot of people wanted to sponsor this year, and I think it helps out, and we'll have a great fair.
Keep hitting that Facebook page, the Red Willow County Fair Facebook page, the website, redwillowcountyfair.com. You'll find everything you need to know right there, those two locations.
Yes, you will.
And we'll cross our fingers for nice weather. It's always going to be hot. There's always an occasional thunderstorm that blows in one of those nights. It kind of happens. It'll probably happen this year again.
Yeah, you just can't. Mother Nature just has its own course, so we'll see how it goes. Hope everything goes well. And remember, after the concert, we will play music until midnight.
Okay.
So Whiskey Bent will come back on after Diamond Rio, so I think we'll have a very good night.
Thank you for coming in, sir. Appreciate it. And the countdown is on. 8 days, Red Willow County Fair.
Thank you.